Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Today is day 5 of building your community in 5 days. I hope you have gotten a lot of value out of this content. We will have homework again today. I'm also going to have a bonus homework type of a giveaway that I'm going to hand out. So you still have lots of time to get your friends, family to like and follow the page and to register. We will continue to have challenges, and that will be a way that you'll be notified. I would love to ask at this time for anybody that has any topics that you guys would like to hear about or have me do challenges on. I would absolutely love that. So feel free to comment in the section. Hi, Cindy. To comment, good morning, Marilyn, to comment on this section and let me know if there's anything in particular that you guys would like to hear me speak on and do a challenge on, because it's been a step-by-step, you know, during the week for you to be growing your community. And if you've done your homework every single day, you should be feeling and seeing the difference already. Good morning, Tracy. So welcome. I'm glad you're able to make it. Okay, so we started Monday with Who Do You Know? And really just creating a list and talking about your testimonial, your story, no matter what industry you're in, if you're in my company, network marketing, if you, like I mentioned before, sell insurance, or if you own a small business, even running a daycare. You know, it's like you have to advertise your business. You always have to be looking for people to share your product, service, or opportunity with. So we talked about making your list. We did that. The Who Do You Know, that was all in your homework on Monday. Memory Jogger to help you make that list. Again, downloading your brain to make sure that, you know, you are getting all of those contents of your brain and lists down on paper. Because if it's just here, you're not going to remember all of that. So go to your address book, go to your social media platforms, go to any groups or communities you belong to through your kids or through church or whatever. You know so many more people than you really think you do. And then we talked about plugging in your list. Good morning, Paula. We talked about plugging in your list, and if they're local, if they're out of state, how do you get to them? How do you get them more exposed to what you do or what you offer? We talked about that. We talked about plugging them into different sources, meetings, local meetings. If you do, like my company does, a success call every Sunday. So whether you do a conference call type of a situation, a one-on-one, a U+2, any of those types of things, they're all meetings. It's just, you know, varies in the size of the meeting and whether it's, you know, in person or over the phone or via a Facebook Live. I did a Facebook Live meeting last night on my page, as well as in our group, and as of this morning, we had like 1,300 views. I mean, that's crazy, over just a 12-minute video that I did about my product and my company. So use that stuff to your benefit. People love to hear your voice. They love to see your face. It's a connection. It's more emotional connection versus just a bunch of, you know, typed words on Facebook. So we talked about that. We talked about what a meeting looks like. What a one-on-one U+2 looks like. We talk about what you're going to say at those types of things, what you're going to present, what you're going to share. We went over all of that, even gave you some scripts. So all of that is in the homework. If you missed any of that, make sure and register, and you can get the, you can go to my page, you can watch all the videos, and then you can get the homework. So make sure that you're doing all that. So today, to wrap up the week, we are going to talk about dreams, goals, and whys. So first off, again, remember you're going to get a bonus handout type of a thing tomorrow. So you still have lots of time to register and get people registered and like and follow our page. And again, I welcome anyone that has any comments, suggestions on topics that you would like me to cover in the future for challenges. I would love to hear from you. Okay, so let's talk about this. One of the best things about network marketing is everyone is capable of succeeding. Okay, and hopefully in your business as well, everyone's on equal playing field. It doesn't matter whether you dropped out of high school or if you have a PhD, if you live in a town of 30 or a city of 4.5 million, doesn't matter. I mean, everyone truly, no matter your background, starts the same. If you're a waitress or a president of Apple, or if you are a male or female, everyone is equal, which means everyone can succeed. So you don't even have the word can't in your vocabulary. Okay, just throw that out the window. You need to believe in yourself. And I call it fake it till you make it. It just means have confidence in yourself that you can do it. Okay, so keys to success. Be teachable. Be duplicatable. What does that look like? Being teachable means this is a perfect example. If I do these videos for you for 5 days and I hand you homework to do, I'm giving you my 18 and a half years of experience. I was a seven-figure earner in my last company. I've recently started my own 5 months ago, so I am starting over, but I have no doubt that I will get there very quickly. So I'm giving you my experience. If you don't listen to the videos, do the homework, and actually put it into action, nothing is going to happen. If you just sign up and you don't do any of those things, you're not teachable. And if you're not teachable, that is the one thing that will keep you from succeeding in this business, because you don't know everything about, you know, whatever business it is that you're starting. You're brand new. So there's a saying that's learn at the feet of the master. And the master is just the people that have gone before you, the people that have done what you want to do. So zip your lips, open your ears, and do what you're told, and you will be successful as well. So being teachable means being open to what you're being told. So being teachable is huge. Being duplicatable, don't make it look so hard. Like, I hope on these videos I've done for the last 5 days, and my, you know, any videos that I do, that I relate to you and I let you know that you can do it as well. Hi, Shell. So, you know, everyone is capable of doing what I do. I am no different than anyone else. So being a seven-figure earner and just means you can do it too, okay? I'm a former daycare provider, stay-at-home mom of 3 kids. I completely have faith that anyone that wants to do it, that wants to remain teachable and duplicatable, can do this. So duplicatable, again, is just not making it look too hard. Don't reinvent the wheel. If it's already done for you, just do what the person in front of you that you want to follow is doing. It's as simple as that. Use the marketing tools that your company offers. I know for my company, we have a ton. So, and what I like about that is there's something for everyone. Not everyone may have the same personality or the same niche. So you can, you know, kind of use whatever fits for you. Be a product of the product. If you're talking about whatever product or service you have and you don't truly utilize that product or service every day, and you are not the example, like I do health and wellness, if I'm not looking healthy, and if I'm walking around sniffling all the time, or if I, you know, don't keep my weight off, I'm gaining it all back, I'm not a product of the product. So how are you going to listen to me? How are you going to consider me all knowing about my company? So it is so important. And a thing that, thank you, Tiffany, for that. It is super important being duplicatable, because I know sometimes we get into whatever industry that we're in and we think we're the new hotshot, or maybe we know a better way, or maybe, you know, you bring something from your past businesses into it and you think, oh, this could work. You know what? Don't reinvent the wheel. Just do what the people, like I said, in front of you, that is where you want to be. If you want to be a seven-figure earner, then listen to me. If you don't, go ahead. Do what you want. Okay. Follow the tips from this week's training. We already talked about that. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Fake it till you make it. Believe in yourself. Know that you can do it. Keep a positive attitude. Holy smokes. So let me tell you a couple things about that. I make my leadership team, I shouldn't say make, I require, if they choose to do it, it's up to them, to watch or read The Secret, okay? It's just about an attitude adjustment, getting your attitude in alignment. What you put out is what you get back in the world. If you're crabby, you're going to get a bunch of crabby people. So you want to become what you want to attract, right? So The Secret is huge. There's another book that I absolutely adore. I actually read it last year when I made a huge change in my life, and it's called The Crossroads Between Must and Should. Love that book. It's about finding your true passion, and it's a big deal. And again, The Secret for your attitude. And then The Secret's followed up by the Power, and then The Magic. So do those. Power is actually probably my favorite, but you have to start with The Secret. That's super important. And yes, Paula, I still watch The Secret on occasion too, especially when I need an attitude adjustment. we all need to be fixed and refined, you know? So sometimes if you're starting to, you know, get a little bit bad attitude, or if you got a lot of things, you know, that's kind of weighing on you, read the secret, watch the secret. I have it on. I watch it. I like it that better that way. The power is in my car. So I have the audio there, and that, cause they don't have a DVD, but it's amazing, amazing, amazing. Have a why that motivates and drives you. Any business, especially when you're self-employed, you don't really have anyone that's, you know, a clock that you punch. You don't have a boss that's telling you what to do. You are your own boss. And one of the things I tell my team is look in the mirror and ask yourself, would I fire me? You can tell if you're a good employee. That may be a good challenge to talk about, is employing yourself. So you've got to have that why that drives you every day. The why that gets you out of bed in the morning. On the days that, like, I live in the Pacific Northwest. On days that it's rainy and cloudy, you know, everyone on some days wants to stay in their pajamas and just crawl in bed and watch a movie or read a book. I don't do that because I have a why to what I do. And my why is not only changing the future for my own family, but changing the future of your families. And that's huge for me. So what is your why? You know, it could be as simple as wanting to take your kids on a vacation, or put them in college, be able to afford college. It could be that you want to get, you know, become debt free, just pay off debt, credit card debt. It could be you need a new car, your car's falling apart, doesn't matter. Okay. So maybe you're saving for a dream vacation. Maybe you want to build a bigger home, send your kids to college, or be a stay-at-home mom, or retire your spouse from their job. Again, for if anyone remembers from the past videos, I was a stay-at-home daycare provider. I had three of my own kids, and I had a full daycare. And so that's why I did daycare, was to stay home and raise my own kids. And then when this business came along, I thought, what if? What if this is for me? And what if I don't take a look and this could change my life? Remember, those what ifs are huge. Set monthly, yearly, and longer term goals. Dream big and be determined to make things happen. Why not you? You know, if you're going to dream, dream big. So why not you? Why should the person next to you, or why could the person next to you, be super successful? It's like I told you that first event I went to for my company. I saw that person on stage winning a $30,000 bonus, and I was, or maybe I didn't say it on this, I just recently did an interview too. Anyways, my first event with my company, I was brand spanking new, scared to death, never been away from home, all that stuff. And I saw a person on stage winning a $30,000 bonus, and I thought, why not me? What makes me different than her? And that's where the dream took hold. It was the interview, actually. That's where the dream really took hold. So it's huge for you to dream big and to know that all things are possible. All things are possible. You just have to have a dream and a burning desire to change where you're at right now. Okay, let's see. What is your why? Your why will likely change as your network marketing career progresses, or whatever it is you do. You'll achieve your whys and want to come up with new ones. My today is very different than it was a year ago. Well, let me tell you, my 18 years ago. My 18 years ago was to quit daycare. Okay. Well, actually, my very first goal when I started was to pay for my products, because we didn't have extra money in our budget to pay for those. And we were paycheck to paycheck. Then it was to quit my daycare. Then it was maybe I could afford a new car for the family. Maybe we could get a bigger house. It just, my whys over the time have changed. What's your monthly financial goal? What's your 2017 financial goal? What's your dream vehicle? You need to have dreams, visions, goals. Are huge, and the whys, of course, all are huge to driving you every single day. And I always tell people to put them where you can see them every single time, so that you keep that focus, right? Keep your eye on the prize, and that will help keep you going every single day. If money were no object, what would you love to do? That's a cool question. Think about that. If money was no object, what would you do? Oh my gosh, my list is long. So you're gonna get this dreams, goals, and whys homework today. And then I'm gonna ask you to, then this is important. We talk about why these dreams, goals, and whys are so important. We've got 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year. And on those, it's gonna be business, wealth, property, home, family, partner, possessions, travel, holidays, and other. I want you to get as much down out of, you know, I think a lot of people don't dream anymore. I think a lot of people think it's not possible, so they just don't even allow themselves to go there. I want you to go there. I want you to go there and really dream of every single thing that you would love to have in your one life that you get. And I want you to put it all down on paper. And when you put it all down on paper, then you put it out to the universe. And there's a big deal about that. Again, what you put out is what you get back. And if you're not willing to even put your dreams and goals down on a piece of paper, the vision you have for your future, how do you ever expect to make it happen? So dreams, goals, and whys, put them down, get them on paper. So today is the end of our 5-day challenge. Again, I hope you've gotten amazing value out of this. That's my goal, is to for you to get value, for you to get some training that will help you with your business, service, or product. I know that a lot of my own promoters have been watching this. Again, feel free to share and have people like and follow the page and register. I'm going to give a special bonus handout tomorrow, and watch for future challenges that I will be doing. Again, in the comments, please, if you have any ideas at all for me of things that you'd like to see challenges on, like I mentioned earlier, maybe about employing yourself. I've learned a lot over the last 18 and a half years. One, I've learned a ton of what not to do, because I've made a lot of mistakes that I can help you avoid. And I know what works. And when you find what works, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You just, again, find the person in front of you that you want to be them. And you want to, we call it, jump in their back pocket and follow whatever they do, right? So success leaves clues. Remember that. Success leaves clues. And so if you are following someone that is successful in your company, your business, a person that you want to be like, and you do what they do, it's going to happen for you. So dream big. Write down your visions. Write down your goals for your future. Write down your whys, that you get up every day and do what you do. It will keep you focused. And remember that all things are possible. You are no different than anyone else, and there's no reason in the world that you can't have everything that you want to have in this life. Okay, everyone, have a fabulous weekend. I can't wait to hear all of your comments of anything that you'd like me to do future challenges on, and watch for your bonus material tomorrow. Okay, everyone, have a fabulous Friday.